Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. From the Republican American, this past weekend, a man from Southfield, Massachusetts, accused of driving drunk and without a license when he caused the crash that killed a Bethlehem man Wednesday, is due to appear in Southern Berkshire District Court on June 6 for arraignment on a charge of homicide with a motor vehicle. Christopher Lane, 39, released on $1,000 bond following the afternoon crash. He could not make his scheduled court date on Thursday because he sought treatment at a veterans hospital in Connecticut for unspecified reasons, relatives told court officials. John Howard, 70, died when Lane's pickup truck crossed the center line on Cannon Road, striking Howard's motorcycle, tossing him into a driveway. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Pine Plains First United Presbyterian Church annual Memorial Day chicken barbecue will happen today. It's takeout only, and pickup is from 11 until 1. The cost $15 per box. The town of Dover Board of Assessment Review has their grievance day taking place between 2 and 4 p.m. tomorrow at the Dover Town Hall. Meanwhile, grievance day in Ankrum, New York, also taking place tomorrow with a meeting from 4 until 8 p.m. at Ankrum Town Hall. Tomorrow, the Sharon Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting at 5:30 at Town Hall. Also tomorrow at 6 o'clock, a meeting of the Historic District Commission at Sharon Town Hall. Kent Volunteer Fire Department Executive Committee has their regular meeting tomorrow beginning at 7:30. On Wednesday, a PNC public hearing on 315 Music Mountain Road subdivision begins at 6 o'clock at the Town Hall. Also, the permit for the Falls Village Housing Trust takes place in Falls Village. The Roll of Chance and Community Library invites Ankrum, Copake, and Hillsdale residents in neighboring Columbia County to participate in their community forum taking place Wednesday from 6 till 9 p.m. at the Copake Firehouse on County Route 7A. For more details, rojanlibrary.org/community-conversations. Family Fun Night, the first one coming up May 29th, hosted by the Sharon Center School PTO. Family Kickball with Mr. Smith, 6:30 to 7:30 at Veterans Field. If kickball is rained out on May 29th, they'll host Take a Part in the School Cafeteria and Kickball, moving to June 5th at Veterans Field. These are not drop-off events. Adult supervision required. And we hope to see a lot of different Sharon Center School families at these events. Coming up on May 29th, in Dover, the town board has their regular meeting set for Town Hall. The Planning and Zoning Commission has a public hearing, a permit for Falls Village Housing Trust, coming up on Wednesday, 6:30 to 7:30 at the Falls Village Town Hall. In North Canaan, the Zoning Board of Appeals has a special meeting Wednesday, May 29th, 7 till 8 p.m. at Town Hall. Berkshire Jewish Federation presents Woody Guthrie's daughter, Nora, as she discusses her father's Yiddish connection. The free 10:45 a.m. lecture takes place Friday at the Heavrath of Southern Berkshire on Route 23 in Great Barrington. Advance registrations for the luncheon are required, 413-442-4360, extension 10. An art show at Sheffield Senior Center, supported by the Massachusetts and Sheffield Cultural Councils. It welcomes the annual art show May 31st, 5 till 7 p.m., under the guidance of noted Berkshire artist Ellen Murtaugh. The Monday afternoon art class has assembled a wide range of work. A coloring book of original student art is also available for purchase. Tagcon at Grange No. 100 in Sharon has their annual rummage and plant sale coming up this year on June 1st. Always a large amount of plants, both flowers and vegetables. Many people come long distances for this plant sale alone, but inside the historic Grange Hall, you'll find everything priced to sell and people willing to explain what is the Grange. That is 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. on Saturday, June 1st at the Sharon Grange Hall at 7 Dunbar Road. A household hazardous waste collection day is scheduled for June 1st from 9 till noon at the Falls Village Highway Garage on Railroad Street. Participating towns for registration: Canaan, Falls Village, Cornwall, Kent, Norfolk, North Canaan, Salisbury, Sharon. Residents from participating towns must register to obtain a ticket from their town halls to participate. Registration takes place with no charge. Columbia Green Ag Day, a 4-H 90th anniversary event on Saturday, June 1st, runs from 10 till 2 on the campus of the Columbia Green Community College. Local food and fiber vendors will offer their locally grown handmade items for sale. Nancy Carey Johnson will share her folk country blues style of music, and you can learn more about Cornell Cooperative Extension. A book event, Connecticut 169 Club by Martin Podscotch, on Saturday, 1 o'clock free at the D.M. Hunt Library on Main Street in Falls Village. Hotchkiss Library of Sharon announces their summer exhibition, Peter Steiner Paintings, and the opening reception for that will be on Saturday, June 1st from 4 to 6. The show will be on display through the entire month of August. For more information, 860-364-5041. By the way, refreshments will be served. An evening of wine and hors d'oeuvres and live jazz will be held June 1st from 7 till 9 p.m. at 30 Granite Avenue in North Canaan. The event will kick off a capital campaign to raise $100,000 for much-needed repairs to the Pilgrim House, the 60-year-old building that is home to Fishes and Loaves. Tickets can be purchased at 860-824-7232. On Saturday, June 1st at 7 Music Mountain, the next Festival of Emerging Artists, Peter Askham, conductor, Miranda Coxon, violin, the orchestra of the next Festival of Emerging Artists. Admission is free, but donations will benefit the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. More information, next-fest.org. 12 Moons Coffee House on Saturday, June 1st at 7 o'clock. Open Borders, Nick Morin, George Potts, and Carol Levin at the Center on Main, 103 Main Street in Falls Village. More information, tinyurl.com, 12 Moons. The Roloff Jansen Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale will present an a cappella barbershop course featuring the Berkshire Hillsmen and members of the Taconic Hills Select Choir Sunday from 5 till 6:30. More details at 518-325-4101. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 25,585.69, the NASDAQ at 7637.01, and the S&P 500 at 2826.06. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.